Create is proudly presented by Business and Arts South Africa, bringing the business of the arts and the art of business together.
Currently showing at the Gallery AOP Art on Paper in Johannesburg is the solo exhibition Public Art and Private Lives by artist Terry Kurgan. The exhibition features a selection of Kurgan's works over the last 20-odd years. Kurgan, in her own words, describes the exhibition as a review of her work in which she finds parallels between images of her public art practice in relation to her private work, works that explore intimate reflections on self and family.
It's not a retrospective, it's a review. It's taking 2 out of a series of 12 drawings and 4 out of a series of 40 photographs and hoping that they have the memory of their original context to still communicate in the same way next to something else. I work in very diverse media, and it was very difficult taking drawings, prints, video, photographs, and make threads and connections between bodies of work through time, but also between bodies of work that were made both for private spaces and for public spaces, and putting them next to each other in a gallery in a way that made sense.
The artist says that apart from exploring this notion of intimacy and exposure, another thread in her work over the years has been the question of the meaning and nature of photographs.
All of the projects at one level are about photography and about representation, what images mean in the world, what they can do in the world. And that's one of the threads that runs through everything that you see here, whether it's a public art project like the one that I made in the first year that I moved to Johannesburg called Jubei Park Project, which mapped the positions of street photographers resident in Jubei Park. I was interested in the photographs that they were shooting of people who live in and around or move through the park. I was interested in performance, the way people perform themselves for photographs and the ephemerality of the photograph as an object. So that's a theme that threads through my public art project. And then another big thread is the incredibly delicate veil between intimacy and exposure, the fine line between what you can say in the public realm and what is said in the private realm or shown.
The impetus of the exhibition was Kurgan's successful long-term participation art project in Yeovil, titled Hotel Yeovil, which also culminated in a book of the same name.
The idea for the Hotel Yeovil project developed round about the time of that xenophobic violence, and I was very struck by people just getting on with their lives, and I thought it would be really interesting to develop a public art project that enabled people to tell unbelievably mundane, ordinary stories. And so working together with a large team of people, from urban planners to digital artists to architects, we developed a participatory public art project that ran for a year that enabled people to pop into a video booth, tell their story, pop into a photo booth, make images, leave them behind on the wall, write a note, say something about the project or themselves, take a set of photographs home with them, upload it to our website. They could tell stories. And then we had a very popular directory booth, which was a sort of entrepreneurial hub where people uploaded advertising about their skills. And this book is a document of the project, but it's also where I, as an artist, edit and audit all the material and interpret what happened there.
According to the artist, it was often the most ordinary stories during that project that touched her most, and she recalls one of them.
The story that struck me most was when a 35-year-old Nigerian man came into the library with his 3-year-old daughter, sat down in front of the camera, made a photograph of the two of them cuddling, and then left it behind on the wall of the library, and it said, you know, "Hello, my name is David. This is Cleo. I hope she grows up to use the library." And that just moved me. There were many, many stories like that, but that one stood out for me because of its ordinariness.
Artist and writer James Say believes that in Kurgan's private lives, bodies of work, it's the honesty and delicacy of the work that speaks to viewers.
I think they appeal to people because they're intimate and delicate, and by putting these private experiences into a public arena is something that not many people can countenance about their own family intimacy. And so that is a brave move, and I guess that's what resonates with people.
Public Art, Private Lives will be running at Gallery AOP until the 23rd of March. It's a beautiful exhibition, and the book itself is also an extraordinary offering, focusing on the people and the times that we live in particular in the suburb of Yeovil. I'm Michelle Constant. This feature was produced by Monique Stunder, and you can email me on create@basa.co.za.
Create, proudly brought to you by Business and Arts South Africa, creating new opportunities.